to be absolute is neat. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. To be absolute is neat. Now, who ever thought of calling absolute neat? Me. Who ever thought of thinking about absolute, such a outrageous term? How do you define it? How do you describe it? How do you think about it? How do you be it? Well, that's a good question, and it has a good answer. You be it by being yourself and having fun. You see, in absolute, allness exists. In absolute, isness exists. In absolute, every jot and tittle, as the Bible would say, every essence that ever did, would, could, might exist, exists already fully formed, fully realized, fully revealed. Now, we, in our life, can reveal any part of absolute that we'd like to reveal. What part of absolute would you like to reveal? And what part of absolute would I like to reveal? Well, being me and having fun is a pretty good start. Now, if being me and having fun is what I think it is, then it includes everything. Being me is being my absolute self, being my infinite, wonderful, creative, dramatic, dynamic, forceful, desirable, lovable, unconditionally lovable self. Sounds good, doesn't it? And having fun in the process. Now, that sounds pretty much like being a human being a divine being too, doesn't it? Well, it should sound like it, because they're all the same thing. Absolute is not some mysterious activity that takes place in a realm beyond our awareness and our consciousness. We sometimes want to say, oh, I want to think in the absolute. I want to think in the isness and the allness. And hey, that's great. But you can't do it. You cannot think in the isness and the allness. You cannot think in the isness and the allness. You cannot think, and you never will think, in the isness and the allness when you are the isness and the allness. Because as the isness and the allness, you cannot think of any individualization. You cannot think of any uniqueness that you might be, which you are. Because when you think you are the uniqueness, then you are not thinking that you are the allness. And when you are thinking that you are the allness, then you are not thinking you are the uniqueness. I am all. Therefore, I am the entire universe. I am all creation. I am animal, mineral, vegetable, no matter what type of creation I want to describe to you, I am it. Now, the minute I say I am a human being, I limit myself. Wow. The minute I say I am in need of a car, I limit myself. The minute I say that I have hurts, or I have illnesses, or I have, oh my, do I limit myself. You see, 1 minute, 1 second, 1 instant that I say I am not, then I have taken myself away from the awareness of the allness that I am. I haven't taken myself away from the allness that I am, but only the awareness of the allness that I am. And you see, when we live in our absolute consciousness, we live in a consciousness that is not aware. It is a consciousness that is. And when we live in a consciousness that is aware, as we in playing the human game do, then we are not playing the awareness of the consciousness that we have, which is the all. Now, you say, well, how can that be? Well, you've heard the story so often of young man who was taken away from his family and then found out later that he was a prince. He was taken away from his king mother and queen mother and king father and so forth, and as he was taken away from them, he was abducted by somebody who wanted to go for ransom, but all of a sudden changes in their plans happened, and the kid was left wandering around with nobody, not knowing who he was, not knowing where he belonged. He said, "I am a king, and I am a prince, and I'm that," and everybody laughed and says, yeah, come on, we'll take care of you. You can live in our house. You can live in our simple little dwelling and be one of us, you know. And so here this princely child, this kingly child, lives with this simple family and becomes one with the normal family and has no expectations, no expectations of the royalty that he is. Until one day, some comes along and finds out that he is this royal being. You see, it will always be found out. You'll always realize that you are divine. You'll always realize that you are absolute, that you are the allness, and that you are the... You'll always realize that. But the thing is, those moments of realization will flash through your being, and then you'll say to yourself, "Oh, that can't be true. That's too wonderful. You know, I can just speak my word, and whatever I speak my word for, that's done." That's right, because that's the way it works. Well, why is it everyone doesn't do it? They do it. Everyone does do it. To the degree that they believe in their word. They say, "I have so much money to live on. I come from such a background. I have these limitations and I have these unlimited..." Hey, I can think any thought I want! That's an unlimited thought, isn't it? What makes me think I can think any thought I want? Here I am, a human being stuck in a human body, living a human life, and I can think any thought I want? That's right. That's one area I haven't bound down. I go to some people and say, "You are stupid, you are stupid, you are stupid, you are stupid." And pretty soon they believe they're stupid. And so I say to them, "What is 2 times 2? "I don't know. I'm stupid." Yes. And then some lovely person comes along and says to this young man, "You are so wonderful. I love you. You are so brilliant." "Oh, I'm stupid." "You're so wonderful. I'm brilliant. And I think you're brilliant too. You're just, oh, come, let's go and do this and that together." And pretty soon, the young man takes on a new attitude. He is appreciated as being brilliant. He's appreciated as being something special. And he's appreciated as having his own thoughts. And so, where before he said, "I am stupid," and he was stupid, he now begins to say, "Ah, this is fun, this is challenging, this is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, I'm just so happy, wow, I can think any thought I want." That's right. But you see, it all had to start somewhere. We came onto this planet Earth to live in this life, as I confessed, that we are here to remember who we are and be who we are. And who we are is the allness, the divine, the absolute. And to be who we are is to be only the allness, the absolute and divine. But we play the game of being human for a while, and we think that that is our reality, and so we're going to be the finest human we can be, a very noble task. But the moment you're divine, and you recognize that you are absolute, and that you are the all, the world of limitation, the world of non-expectation for the highest and best for yourself ceases to be. And you not only have it and are it, but you never know, you never knew that you did not have it. You live in the realization that you are always it. And that's pretty wonderful, isn't it? To be absolute is neat. Yes, it is. It's very neat. And have you thought about being absolute just for being neat? It has nothing to do with being human. It only has to do with being absolute, isness, allness. How about that? I like that. Have a lovely day and be absolute, because you are. I love you. I love you. I love you.